Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, what a week. There is a lot going on in Philly sports. Obviously, the A.J. Brown topic has dominated conversation. Though we do have a 4-0 football team. They get ready for the Broncos on Sunday. Practice will kick up today. We'll see what A.J. says if he does talk to the assembled media today. So we'll be all ears for that. Baseball playoffs, a lot going on yesterday. We'll have day two today, and obviously the Phil start on Saturday when Rob Thompson hands that ball to Christopher Sanchez. Speaking of Rob Thompson, he'll be on the program today at 8 o'clock. We look forward to hearing from Topper at 8 o'clock. Phil's going to play an intra-squad game today. There's over 25,000 that have already bought tickets for that. That's really awesome by a lot of fans and by the Phillies opening that thing up to the public. So a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
Barn owls get divorced.
Odd. I don't buy it. I don't.
How do they know legally situation, right?
How do they know any of it? They got married, they got divorced.
Well, we know.
Was there
that
a justice of the peace?
Come pair on. Off as a species to mate. And normally they mate for life, but research has found 25% of barn owls end up in divorce. And it seems to be spurred by the young male who ends up keeping the nest and booting the female.
Yeah,
and this
is
after
nice.
A failed attempt at breeding.
Yeah. That's just called being a college student. You just move on to the next one.
Minus the children part, right? Yeah. Minus the nest of eggs part. Yeah.
I'm just kidding, everybody. All right, good morning to you. Hope you're having a good start to your day. So four teams yesterday in baseball had a bad end of their day. Holy mackerel. You know, three things really stood out to me yesterday with the baseball playoffs. We're going to get to the Eagles.
The Reds were real bad.
Yeah. So we're going to get to the Eagles.
The Dodgers were real good, one or the other.
But three things really stood out with the baseball playoffs. And all of this under the umbrella of this is going to get really real, really soon for the Phillies. And for us as fans, obviously. Three things hit me. One, three of the four games super low scoring. You know, you get the best pitchers pitching. And so what does that mean? It means, man, when you get that opportunity, you're not going to get a ton to get good pitches to hit. The Treys and the Schwarbers and the Harpers and the Stotts and the Bohms and the JTs, they better be ready to rock and roll. Because three of the four games are really low scoring. So that's number one. And that's not unusual. Playoff baseball often has low scoring games with great pitchers pitching. Number two, it can end fast. It's not over for anyone that played yesterday. But four teams wake up today facing elimination today. It can end fast.
And managers' decisions.
Well, for sure, Rhea. And that puts a shudder through my mind as a Phillies fan. And three, the Dodgers look really strong and really scary. And if you miss it, and it was late last night, they clobbered the Reds. It was kind of over on the early side, if you will. I mean, they were up
8-0
at one point. Yeah.
Also, we didn't really talk about it much, but the Dodgers won 15-20 heading into the playoffs.
James, I will repeat. The Dodgers look really good. And the Dodgers look really scary.
Yeah,
they were
big
fabulous.
Time.
Yeah. So today, let's go Reds.
He led off, and it reminded me of a Schwarbaum to lead it off. Yeah. The way that spikes our adrenaline and our blood pressure and everything else, and the team is off to such a great start.
Totally.
I think Ohtani has that same effect.
Yeah, he's a big time player, man.
And then you think, James?
But I mean, in terms of the playoffs,
this is his second time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, well, he's a heartbeat slow guy on top of being the best player we've ever seen.
This is where, well, he's not the best player I've ever seen. That's Barry Bonds.
He is easily the best player we've ever seen.
Settle down,
without a doubt.
All right.
The guy had a 2.87 ERA this year. What are we talking about?
Relax.
He's the best player we've ever seen.
Relax.
I love Barry Bonds. Best hitter I've ever seen. Ohtani's the best player I've ever seen.
All right. Now,
Barry Bonds made me watch baseball back in the day that I was only watching football, and I was watching tapes, you know, like the tapes to get ready to play.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds made everything stop.
It was unbelievable.
That amazing. The world was his oyster.
All right, let's not talk about Bonds. Let's talk about the Eagles. So bottom line is the whole Phillies thing's on the table. There was a lot in baseball with the playoffs yesterday, and it is really exciting with the Phils, but it does get scary quick. And I think the Dodgers' success is a reminder of how, you know, it's going to be a challenge next round. Let's put it that way. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles. So AJ has been the dominant topic. We should not lose sight of the fact we got a 4-0 football team. We also have not lost sight of the fact, because it's come up a couple times on the show, that and around town, that there are elements of this team this year that remind us a lot of last year's team. There are elements of this year's team that, you know, going on through four games that remind us a lot of the 2023 Eagles. And obviously the 23 Eagles and the 24 Eagles by December, January, February had unbelievably divergent outcomes. One team in all-time collapse, one team in all-time surge in a title. And I ask you today at 215-592-9494, how you kind of size it up, this year's team as it relates to trends that are similar to 23, this year's team as it relates to trends that are similar to 24, and what it all means to you as you have, you know, we all have the early assessment 1 month into the Eagle season. I mean, John, here's the list I have that are similar to 23. Winning tight games, getting, I'll use the term, very lucky. I mean, CeeDee Lamb dropped balls. Travis Kelce dropped balls. Like, there was a lot of, and there was a ton of luck in 23 when the Eagles were winning games with luck.
Oh, don't give me that. Chance favors the prepared mind.
And then there's the being outgained
thing. You make your own luck.
And then there's the being outgained in yards thing, which this team has been outgained in all four games. Pretty dramatically, by the way, when you add them all up. I mean, the Eagles, if you take away the punt where the punter runs into the end zone, you know, for a touchback or a safety, Eagles have been outgained by 298 yards in four games. That was very reminiscent of 2 years ago. Very. But, you know, last year's team also won in similar odd fashion and had a shaky start, 2-2. This one's 4-0, but it felt ugly. And they found a way to bring it all together, and away they go. John, make some sense of this for me. How do you size it up?
Well, remember we were supposed to have learned that that was the warm-up. That was the preseason. The first four games are technically, we're supposed to, in our minds, envision the old preseason.
Yeah, so I don't,
and now
as much
we're
as you
moving
do.
Moving past.
You know, the other team comes in clunky team, also.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
right.
And that's because they treated it like preseason two.
That's my point. Yeah.
So I guess that's the NFL now, and I'm supposed to expect and accept that the team is completely ready to go and they're going to hit the ground running. And I see them improve every week. I do believe that's what they will do. Yeah. I do. When I watch this team, and when I watch this defense especially, yep. Holy cow, yep. It's exciting what they will be able to do this year. In terms of confusing offenses, if they so choose, with some, you know, mixing it up and blitzes and disguise and jockeying safeties and trying to trick a quarterback's eyes, they'll be able to do that. Where once, you know, last year, I didn't think that they really had that capability. But they were too young, they were too inexperienced, and now you're young but experience. You're talented and young. You are. I couldn't believe Vic Fangio in his press conference yesterday said some things that, I mean, just very matter-of-factly that made me realize how much they value both Quinion and he said that was Quinion's best game an Eagle.
Yeah, it might have been. He was awesome.
He said basically with Cooper DeJean something like, we're really excited to have him or something like that, or we really value Cooper DeJean, which I thought the way that he said whatever it was mind-blowing to me. Holy cow, Vic Fangio is really high on Cooper DeJean.
So it sounds like you're saying the 2023 thing does not worry you. The Vic Fangio wasn't here, the Cooper DeJean wasn't here, the Quinion Mitchell wasn't
exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Is that sort of the heart of what you're saying?
This is a different team, and it's a slow build. And the build, when it's done, this defense will be better than that defense was last
year.
They're already so far ahead of schedule.
I'll be shocked if that happens.
Oh, well. Trust me, the way that they tackled, the way that they, man, they really, they're so far ahead of schedule, they're going to be able to juice it up and mix it up and make all sorts of unique things happen with that defense. And the offensive side of things, I know they'll sort the running game out. I know right now, our offensive line is beat up,
yeah.
And that must be a big part of the problem. When you look at yards before contact,
yep.
Last year that number was unbelievable in terms of the Eagles' favor. It was something like he wasn't getting touched until he was 2 yards downfield,
yep.
or 1.5 yards downfield. I'm sure it's nothing like that this year. That needs to be fixed, and that will be fixed when the O-line gets healthier. I trust in that.
So I'm curious with everyone, as you listen to our program today at 215-592-9494, if the 2023 thing has rattled through your mind. It certainly has with me. Again, because the Eagles often win ugly, and they often, or at least sometimes, win lucky. It was lucky that Travis Kelce dropped the ball. Come on. I mean, it was. It is going through my mind. I don't think that there's going to be an all-time precipitous, crazy fall-off-a-cliff collapse like 2 years ago. I really don't. I mean, we might not have another 50 years before something like that happens. But what I do think is that the Eagles have demonstrated this year that they're playing with some fire. With the offensive inefficiency, with, you know, close games. Now, God, give them credit. I mean, they have this unfreaking believable propensity to gut it out, to survive in advance, to find a way, whatever phrase you want to use. I mean, they specialize in that. And they specialized it in last year, and they specialized it in 23 until they didn't. And I'm curious at 215-592-9494, how you size this squad up as it relates to last year, as it relates to 23. If I had to just call it right from the start, I'll tell you this. I think it's going to be much more in the middle than, like, do I think the Eagles defense is going to be one of the five best this century? No. But I will tell you, as last year's was, but I will tell you this, John. You were right that the defense could still be really good. I'm really impressed. But I am also very frustrated with the offense. I mean, look, we're going to be all ears to hear what AJ says today. But the fact that this offense is as inefficient as it is ridiculous given the personnel. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, look, we'll
agree with that.
We'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. I mean, it is a three-way tale to tape. 23, 24, 25. Where does this one go as you sense it based on what has happened so far, not only this year, but the prior 2 years as well? Look, 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on the Phillies thing. Rob Thompson at 8 o'clock. We got some stats to tell you about related to the past couple years. A lot of good stuff. AJ, what's he going to say? Seriously, what do you think A.J. Brown will say if he talks to the assembled media today? How do you think he'll handle it? We'll get into that. Your chance to win John Legend tickets, we'll tell you about that next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, we got Devin, we got Seltzer, we got Ray, just off and rolling on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you finally made a decision that it is time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've got a doctor, you got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you, because what you might not be aware of is attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. Then once you've got your knee replacement, here's the best part. You already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapists to help you fully heal, because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management, because you've got very unique needs with your joint replacement. NovaCare's team, they're going to develop an individualized treatment plan. It's going to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love to do. Not a decision that you came to lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.